Okay, today's daf is Menaches daf Chaf Dalid, and we are on Chaf Gimel Mabez. Today's daf is sponsored by Rina and Yaakov Kaufman in memory of Pesach Yehuda ben Pinchas Halevi. Leon Libor, whose yard site is today. Today is the yard site of the 9/11 tragedy, and sponsored Ilu Nishmaso, Pesach Yehuda ben Pinchas Halevi, Hashem Yikom Damo. Okay, Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, and we are third wide line. Third wide line, Tashma. So we are still discussing the machlokes that we had between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Chia, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Chanina about Mevatel and Batel. So we know that the machlokas that we've been talking about, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about min b'mino and min b'she'ino mino, and related to that, the machlokas of how one defines min b'mino and min b'she'ino mino. So we have one machlokas here. We have another machlokas, which we're not getting into now, and that is there are other ways to distinguish and define min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino, the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Shach, but whether you go by Shema or whether you go by Ta'am in terms of min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino. That's a related machlokas, but here we're focusing on what the Gemara has, the machlokas Amoram, about could the Mevatel ever become like the Batel? Could the Batel could ever become like the Mevatel? So we discussed different parts of our Mishnah in that context, and now we quote a Braisa. Says the Braisa, Tashma, Tivla, Beketzach, Beshumshimin, Ubuchomine Tavlin, Kshera. The Braisa says, if I spiced up, if I put spices into my dough for matzah, and I put in all these different types of spices, Ketzach, Rashi says, Leisas, Pesach, to a dough made for Pesach, Beshumshimin, Sesame, Ubuchomine Tavlin, Kshera, that matzah is still kosher, even though I've made flavored matzah. That's still kosher. So the Gemara is Bedayik. Well, the Braisa first continues. Matzahi elashenikres matzah mituvelas. It's matzah, but it's called spiced matzah. And the Gemara says, what's the havamini here? How much spices did one put in? Kasalka daitach da afish la tavlin tvemi matzah. I put in so that the main ingredients is now spices. I put in so much spices. That's how we first understand the Braisa. So much, and we still say it's kosher, even though it's mostly spices and not just flour and water and the other ingredients. So bishlam alamanta amar basar batel azlinan. So again, we say here that it is not batel, right? It is not batel. So we assume that's because min bimino, because min b'she'ino mino would be batel, one and the other. But we assume it's min bimino. So how is that possible? So fine, if you go after the batel azlinan, and if you say the spices were more, what's the batel? What's going to be nullified? The matzah ingredients, the flour and the water. So then batel havikim avatel, the matzah could eventually become at some point like the tavlin regarding the fact that it is not matzah, and for the use for the mitzvah matzah, to the chima afsha havi like a tavlin. Because let's say when the matzah would eventually go bad, it would also be like the tavlin in that it can't be used for the mitzvah matzah. So in that regard, it would be the same, like we said before, that the shchuta could eventually, the nevela could eventually be like the shchuta in that it won't be usur anymore because it could go bad. So here too, the matzah could become like the tavlin when it totally goes bad so that it could be like the tavlin. So that's why it could be min bimino. El lamanda amar basar mevatel azlinan. But if you say you go after the mivatel and you have to determine whether the spices could ever be like the matzah, tavlin miavi mika havi matzah, could the spices ever be matzah? No. What is matzah defined as? One of the five grains, right? And that's the five that are chayav in challah, and the five that could become matzah, right? We don't paskin like the Tana that says orez is able to be used. So mitavla mikach avi matzah. So why here would it not be batel? So the Gemara answers, no. We understand they're wrong. Hachamay askina delo afish latavlin. There isn't so much spices. There's some spices that puts in some taste. Deruba matzah hi velo batela. Most of it is matzah. And that's why it is not batel. Because, again, if you go by the, even if you go by the mevatel, the matzah could eventually become like the tavlin. And therefore, it is not batel. Dekanami, and also I can prove that. Diktani matzah hi ela shedikris matzah mituvela shbamina. The fact that it says it's matzah, but it's spiced matzah, gives us the impression that it is made from the flour. Flour is the ikar ingredient. And the spices are just there to add some. There's a minhag, different minhagim about the first night of Pesach, about salt. What does one do with the salt? So salt has to be on the table, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, and we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim in Hilchas Seuda, that salt should always be on the table. Akar Karban Chatak of Melah, the Shulchan is the Mizbeach. But does one dip the matzah in the salt at the night of the Seder? There are different minhagim about that. Because one might want to have unadulterated pure matzah on the night of Pesach. Right? Not even salt. Salt's on the table. But maybe I shouldn't even dip it in the salt because that's going to take some of the taste. And others say, no, but dafka. You want hiddur mitzvah. You want it to taste good. You want the tam of the matzah, you know, to feel good for you. And therefore you dafka should put salt in. Okay, whatever the minhag is. But that's not a tavlin that's going to take over the taste of the matzah totally. But that's what our brisa here says. A couple spices is okay. It is matzah mituvelis. As Rashi points out, that this is for the mitzvah of the matzah. Tosfos here discusses a little bit in Dibur Maschil Ella. We know from elsewhere that sometimes taste plays a special role when it comes to matzah. Tosfos says, Yesh l'tamua d'midami ha'hidela el sha'atam shaveh l'achta hachash enatam shaveh. Earlier, the tastes were the same. Here, it's different. The kivan she'ish b'tavlin tam matzah roi l'aseish de'chavaso. Lamaisa, even in the Havamina, it's going to taste like matzah, as we just mentioned from the Shach and the Ramah. So beforehand, there was no other factor in terms of determining min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Says Tosfos here the tavlin tastes like matzah. So you should be yotze b'chalofan, kidam ridim perakata roves, like we had back in Zvachim. Asa isa min achitim min ha'orez, im yish bo tam dogan chayiv b'chalof adam yotze yechavaz b'pesach. So doesn't tam play a major role here. V'yesh lomar, hachshmaisa pliga libadahasa, maybe it's a machlokas, in terms of the tam being the ruling factor. But again, there are different gemaras that talk about the tam matzah, and how much it plays a role. We know that the gemara in Psachim contrast tam matzah and tam morar. The gemara says in Psachim, kuf tez vavam abes, amar rava, bala mala yatza, bala morar lo yatza. If somebody swallows matzah without chewing it, just goes straight down, one still yotze the mitzvah of matzah. But maror, that's not true. Why? Bala matzah umarar, yidei matzah yotze, yidei maror lo yotze. Karchan besivu balan, but if you wrapped it in something so it never touches the side of your throat, af yidei matzah nami lo yotze. So then you're not yotze. So the Gemara discussed, why is that? Because bala matzah yotze, because there's no tekiyim to hafka, taste or chew the matzah, it just has to go down. Right, it's more of the result of having the matzah inside. Not that I could liquefy matzah and take an IV, right, that's shalo kederach achila. So, but if I put it through my mouth, and it goes down, so I'm yotze. Mara not, because tam mara is needed. You need, does that kamara sounds like, matzah tam is not so crucial. Rashbam there says, bala matzah velo yatza, yatza, velo lo asa, yatza, sheri kiem be'erif tochlo matzos, shahare achila hilo. It is an achila. Umihu lechatchila tam matzah v'inan. Bala chatchila, one needs the tam matzah, says the Rashbam. Bala marar lo yatsa, because that's not just lechatchila, that's leikuva. To be'inan tam marar v'leka, because you need the tam of the marar. To mishim hachi kapid rachmana lemarer es piv shel ochel. The Torah is makbid to make bitter the mouth of the eater. Zecher le vayamaru es chayayim. Kach matzasi kasav b'chol hasvarim, says the Rashbam. And then he quotes Pirish ben Hanan of Rabbeinu Pirish bala marar yatsa. He quotes another girsa of bala marar is yotzei. The efshar shalu yiebo tam marar. Even if when it goes down without chewing it, you got to taste some of it. So he has that girsa, a different girsa. It's not our girsa, but he has that that girsa as well. Olvia kasav the enlo shum, and then ofia kasev bisfarim sorak lafarish bala matzah umara yidei matzah mihu yatzah delotema. He continues how to work out that girsa with the next line. Either way, that's matzah versus mara. But where did the Rashbam get that from? That even by matzah there's a lachachila, maybe based on the other gemara. The gemara in brachas daf lamed ches, what the gemara talks about in ketzem mevarchim, where we talk about hilchas brachos. The gemara there discusses cooked vegetables. What bracha do you make on shlakos? Cooked vegetables. So, still looks like the vegetable. Is it falling apart? So the Gemara says, Shlokos Barechan Aleim Borei Pri Adama. You make a Borei Pri Adama on cooked vegetables. He quotes a Deah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you make a Shahakol, but Vani Omer B'machlokes Shnuya. But then, one of the Amorim says, I think it's a Machlokes, Ditznan. Because the Brisa says, whether you're Yotzei Matzah with cooked matzah. So the Gemara at first wants to say that maybe that's the same machlokas. Yotzin berakika sharui umimavushal shaloni moach. Divir Rabbi Meir. Meir says, I'm allowed to use soaked wafer, matzah, and cooked matzah, as long as it didn't fall apart. Mivushal shaloni mawach. That's a Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzin Berakik Asharoi Ave Lo B'Mavushel Ave Mishloni Moach. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, no way. You can't use cooked matzah. Right? So therefore, that maybe the Gemara wants to say, maybe that's even the parallel machlokas. Hilchas Brachas and Hilchas Matzah. And the Gemara answers, no. Velohi. Dekuli Al-Mashlachas Barachan Alei Bari Pri Adama. It could be that even Rabbi Yossi agrees you'd make a Bari Pri Adama on vegetables that were cooked. That doesn't change its status. The Adka Lokam Rabbi Yossi Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that cooked matzah you're not Yossi with Elamishim de Be'inan Tamatza Veleka? Because you need Tamatza. You don't have Tamatza if it is cooked. Aval Hacha, Filur Rabbi Yossi Moda, but here by Shlokas, if Rabbi Yossi would be Moda. What does it say? Beferish, you need Tamatza. One second. Sachem Kuft Ezvav. If Bala Matza Yatza, you don't need Tamatza. Right? So, Rashbam says, Lachachila. But over here, it sounds like it's li'ikuva. So the Achronim try to figure out how to put these two brachas together. Brachas lamates and psachim kuftes vav. Maybe it could be the difference between the chefsa and the maisa achila. Meaning you might need a maisa achila that has taste. Even though the way that you eat it might not require you to taste it. Right? So if it's soaked, if it's cooked, so maybe it's not a chefsa that has the taste. So that's why it's a problem over there. Even though one wouldn't require the actual taste as one swallows it. Yeah, but another case where the taste of matzah comes up, halacha l'maaseh, is by korech. Right, we know by korech, so zecha l'mikdash kehillel, kenasa hillel, b'zvetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetzavetz why don't we just eat the korech, matzah and the maror, and we'll be yotzei. No, we daf eat the matzah separately, and then the maror separately, and then the korech together. Why? So they're based on the Gemara. Based on the Gemara, already says in Psachim, and the Rishonim discussed that Gemara, because we don't want the tam of the mitzvah d'rabbanan, a maror, to be mevatel, the tam of the mitzvah matzah d'araisa b'zman hazeh. 1 second, you don't need the tam of matzah. So what do we mean? Bala matzah yasa. So again, we see that it's not nothing. It's not nothing. There is a tam of matzah that we want, and that's why we don't just do korech, right? We do separate matzah d'araisa b'zman hazeh, separate maror d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh, and then we do zeichel mikdash kehillel matzah d'maror. We try not to talk in between, because we want the hillel to be mitztaref with the mitzvah, right? And that's why the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, even has a suffix. He leaves it betzarach ian. Why is it that the minhag Yisrael is to say zeichel mikdash kehillel before we eat korech? That's the minhag, and he doesn't say change the minhag. Right, he says that's the minhag. He just leaves it b'tzarach iyan, because I would think maybe he should say that afterwards, right? To make closer the korech, the ma'isa korech with the brachas, so there's no hafsek between them. But either way, from that minhag, also we see there is an idea of the tam of matzah. But again, that's what's discussed here by the putting the spices into the matzah is just called matzah mituvelas. See, the Rambam puts this both in Hilchos Ma'isa Karbanos and in Hilchos Matzah. Right, so it's a Pesach halacha and a Mincha halacha as well. The Rambam in Ma'isa Karbanos, maybe we'll look at it afterwards. Okay, says the Gemara, second to last line. Kisala Graf Kahana Ashkechinu lebnei Rabbi Chiya diyasav ka'amri. When Rav Kahana came up to Eretz Yisrael, so he saw the sons of Rabbi Chiya that were sitting and discussing the following question. So they asked him a couple of questions, and then he's going to ask them a couple of questions, or a question. V'kamri, what were they saying? Isaron shechalako, v'inicho bevisa. Right, so we're going to talk about different parts of items. That's on today's Amud. You have the Isaron of the Karban Mincha, that was split in half, but it's in the same kli. The two parts of the Mincha are not touching each other, as Rashi says. Elu shnei hachatzon einogin zelazeh. Right, they're not touching each other. So, v'naga tfulyom be'echan mehem. The tfulyom, a tfulyom, touches one half of the mincha. Right, two halves are in the same kli, they're not touching each other. And one half is touched, so the question is, what about the other half? Does the other half of the mincha become tameh because the tfulyom is considered a sheni latoma, as we know, and the Kadshim becomes a shlishi latoma, because we know that at all of the levels of tuma, av, rishon, sheni, Truma and Kasha become a Shlishi, Kasha become a Ravi. So here we're talking about a Kasha, we're talking about a Mincha. So if a Tfil Yom touches the Kachim, so it's going to become Tame. What happens if he only touches half of the Mincha, but the other half of the Mincha is sitting in the same Kli? So what is the Halacha there? Is it Mitzarif? So Kitnan, when we say in the Mishnah Mesachas Chagiga, Kli Mitzarif Masha Besocho Lekodesh, when we said in Chagiga that the Kli is Mitzarif, everything in it, for Kachim, Hani Milehecha Denagi Ba'adadi. Maybe that only means when it is touching, the parts of the Kachim are touching each other. Avalhecha Delo Nagi Ba'adadi Lo, but maybe if it's not touching each other, so then not, then we would say it is not Matami the other part, Odil Maloshna, or maybe not. Maybe it's Kli is Mitzarif, even if the parts are not touching. Because after all, maybe if they're touching, maybe you wouldn't need the Kli in some cases. But here, what would you say? That's the question that the B'nai Reb Chiya asked Rav Kahana. That's what they were talking about when he came up to to Eretz Yisrael. Answer, before we talk more about that question, so Amar Lahu, so Rav Kahana answers them, it doesn't say Kli is mechaber, which would sound like touching. Mitzarif combines Tanan, Kaldu, right? So even if it's not touching, it's going to be Mitzarif, and those parts are going to, the other part is going to be Tame. The Mikdash Shabbat points out that this is in terms of being Mitzarif for a shear, but what about to be Mitame others? Right, we know to be metame others, you need the shear of a beitza. Right, so to be metame others, that's not a question. The only question is in terms of kachin. The Mikdash Shavet writes in Lamed Zayin Dalet. Whenever this comes up, we just mentioned the other machlokes rishonim to be metame others. So let's say food to be metame others requires the shear of a beitza. What about to become tame? To become tame, does food have a minimum shear in order to become tame? That is a machlokas rishonim that comes up in various places in Shas, Rashi, a number of times, in Zvachim and in Psachim. Here, Daf Lama Gimel on the base, Rashi says that there is no shear. Even a kol shehu of food could become tame. To transmit tuma, so fine, that requires more. But in order to become tame, Rashi says even a kol shehu, that's what he writes here on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Lama Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos in a few places says no. Tosfos says no, even that's a beitza. Not only to be mitame requires a beitza, but also to be mitame, it also requires a beitza. Important discussion about the relationship between those two. Either way, good. That's question number one. Two halves of a mincha in a kli is a tful yom touching one half. Does it make the other half tame? Rashi points out, and there's a question of the Achronim whether this Rashi is a mistake or not, or it's a authentic Rashi. Either way, we'll go with the Rashi that we have. Dafka talks about a tful yom touching the item, not other types of tumos, because other types of tumos, suggests Rashi, will be matami the kli anyway, and then it'll be matami what's in it anyway. You don't need the half and half. Lachi nachat tful yom, Rashi says, Mishum de ain tumaso chamura, la asos rishon vesheni, di tumacheres, la malit siruf, hamatame oso atame es akli, vakli matame es ashaar. Right, so Dafka discusses a tful yom, because a tful yom, as we know, is less tame than a tumachamura. That itself is homosechta of tful yom, but a tful yom is somewhere in the middle. Tful yom was more tame, and now is less tame. Do we call it tful yom tame? That's also interesting discussion in the various discussions of the postgame, whether a tful yom bichlau is, thought I wrote it, oh, yeah, here it is, the different lists of Rashis, whether a tful yom is called tameh or tar. Rashi in Sota calls a tful yom tameh. In Shabbos Daf Yudalid, klisha tumaso, right, it's weaker. Right, the Rashi in Yevamos Daf Ayin Gimel, tohar l'davar echad v'tameh l'davar acher. It's this middle status that it is on its way to becoming less tameh. Right, he already went to the mikvah, you're just waiting for evening. Right, Rashi and Shabbos Yudalad, Eino Tahar Gamur. Right, another Lashon. Right, so do you say, is he not tameh? Is he Tahar? Is he Klisha Tumaso? All of these give off a different impression. But that's a Tful Yom, somewhere in the middle. Right, he actively has done something. He's gone to the mikveh and he's waiting for shkia, right? It might not be comparable to other times, other cases. And again, every case has to be looked at differently. What about tamei meis? A tamei meis who has been sprinkled on day 3 and day 7, they were sprinkled with the ashes of the parah aduma. Is he less tamei on day 6? Or is it all or nothing? He's tamei meis until the end. Yes, you have to do a process of tara, but until he finishes, he is not finished. And therefore, we would say he is tamei until the end. Or do we say no? Every little bit goes down. What about, and we have this, there's a Rishash of Maseches Chagiga, I think Daf Chav Gimel, that explains the Gemara there about Yala Laragla, where if somebody is Boel Nida, not only is the Boel Nida Usur, he becomes Tamei. So there's a Havamina there that maybe the Boel Nida would only become Tamei as much that is left. Let's say the Nida is day 6, right? There's only 2 days left till Nida. So maybe the Boel Nida would only become Tamei for 2 days. Because it can't be stronger than the source. Or do we say neat, right? Or do we say not, right? There's a by tumas mace. What about neither? What about right? A hefsek tara. We assume a hefsek tara according to many changes or chazaka. So before shivan akiyim, she's already tahar, but she's still asur labayla. Or do we say no? That not until after shivan akiyim, even some of the tumah remains, not just the isur labayla. So again, all of these, so that might be all or nothing, or does it go down little by little? So a tful yom is an example that it goes down. But it goes down halachically, as we know. Either way, that's the discussion of the status of a tful yom. But Rashi points out here that dafka, the Gemara, talks about tful yom and not other tumas. Remember the hakdama of the egg letal, where he also talks about the message, the hashkafic message of tful yom. We haven't mentioned this in a little while, so I'll mention it again. The egg letal quotes his father and says this vart. What's the message of tful yom? If something happens today, the remnants of that last the rest of the day. Right, you can't, if something happened to you today, its effects last the whole day. And that is why, explains the Egg Letal, we say Kriya Shema twice a day, not 3 times a day. Why? Davening, we say the Amida 3 times a day. Kriya Shema in the morning should be able to last me the entire day. The effect of that Kriya Shema. Right? I say Kriya Shema today, I'm a Kriya Shema Jew. And the effect of that should last the whole day. So you don't have to say it by Mincha. By Ma'ariv, it's a new halachic day, so you do. What about by Ma'ariv? You already said it, but you slept in the middle. Slept in the middle, so that's a hefsek. What if you didn't sleep? Okay, it's still night. Okay, but afal pikein, you would need a separate time, but that's what he suggests, that again, the effect of a kriya shema lasts the whole day. You learn that from tful yom. Right, and we should take that message with us, take that Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim with us throughout the day, and not leave it in the shul. Okay, we continue. So that's the first question that was asked. If a tful yom touches half the mincha that's sitting in the same kli. What about the second question that the Bnei Rabbi Chiya asked him? Hoshit echad lebeinehen mahu. What happens if a tful yom sticks his hand in between the two? Mahu. That's the next one. I'll get to that. This is the first question. What if somebody sticks another half of an isaron in between the two that are still there, right? The two halves that are there need each other. That's one mincha. Now you stick another half that has nothing to do with them. You stick it in between, and the tul yom touches that. Mahu. Amarlei, sarach lekli, kli mitzarfo, ain't sarach lekli, ain't kli mitzarfo. So the Gemara, Rabbi Chana answers, it's not. The other two are not. Tameh, because it's not just a kli that's mitzarif, there has to be a connection between the items in the kli. And therefore the two halves of a mincha, fine. One half that becomes tameh could be mitzarif the other half, but here, this one in the middle, is not connected to them, and therefore, halachically, and therefore the kli is not mitzarif them. Two. Number three is what I mentioned before. Hoshit tful yom es etzba'o beinehen mahu. What if the tful yom sticks his finger in between the two of them? Sticks his finger between the two of them. Rashi, ba'aviron velo naga, lo bohen velo bekli. Didn't touch anything. But he's in the airspace. So is that good enough? Mahu. Amar lehu, Sarf Kahana again answers this third question. Ein lecha davar shemetamei me'aviro ela klicheres bilvad. No, it's not mitami. Only klicheris is mitami mitocho, not migabo. Right, not if I touch the klicheris on the outside, it's not going to make everything inside tame or itame. So therefore, in this case, would not work. The Ola Shlomo just makes the ha'ara. What does this Gemara sound like? The mashmos. Only klicheris, meaning if this had been a klicheris, would the tful yom be mitame if he sticks his finger in? So says the Ola Shlomo, no. Only for sheretz. Hangs into the kli cheretz. A tful yom is not going to be metame migabo, so don't make that diak. It's just saying in general that it is metame migabo. Don't get the misimpression that the tful yom would be metame it. He just says, "Vinirli d'zafka." Sorry, wrong one. L'char mashba de beklicheres b'tami tful yomi aviro v'ze eino. It's not true. V'hacha imkain lo nitzma klicheres b'tful yom din kli mitat makabel toma elami avatoma. V'tzorach lomer the kavanas ha-gemara beklicheres shenin ma b'sheretz the mitami me aviro avatful yom lechinami to lo mitami. So again, it's not mafurish that that's what you would say, but that sounds that way, and he just points out, don't think that, right? We know the halacha is, and some of the Baali Machshava give the answer of why a kli cheres is metame migabo and not mitocho, not migabo, because cheres is not valuable for its material. Cheres is just earthenware, it's dirt, it's right, you make it from clay. It's important for its usage, right? That's what the purpose of a kli cheres is, and that's why its tumah reflects that. It only becomes tame from being inside the kli cheres, reflecting its usage. Just touching it from the outside, what do you mean? That is just its value, material value? No. You could have silver, you could have other types of metal, even wood, right, is valuable for its material. Cheres is only valuable for its usage, for its tashmish, and that's how it's tame. It's only mekabel tumah through its tashmish. Good. Hadar, so after those three questions that the Bnei Reb Chiya asked Rav Kahana, so he turns around and asks them a question. Hadar ihu ba'iminayhu, ma'u likmots mize alze. Can you do kemitza from one half, and it could count on the other half, meaning the other half could be considered shirayim? Right? Can you do kemitza mize alze? Tziruf da'araisa o derabanan. Is tziruf da'araisa or not? What's that question? Sirif Daraisa. Shirashi quotes the Gemara at the end of Mesechas Chagiga, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Naso. The Pasuk says, Kaf Achas. Asara Zamalei Akataras. You don't need that word Achas. We know we're talking about one Kaf. Why do you need the word Achas? To make everything inside Achas. To make everything one. So is that a Din Daraisa? That everything is considered one inside. And therefore, Rashi says, you'd say it L'chumra and L'kula. Right, so here you'd say it even lakula for kemitza. Kemitza for half can make the other part shirayim also, and it can be ki'ilu, it's touching, and it's a kemitza ma'al yasa for both sides, or no, or that it's that's a nasmachta, and it's a drabanan. Is that a real din daraisa or a drabanan? That's how Rashi understands the question of the Gemara. It's sirif daraisa, and therefore you'd say it be lakula ben lachumra, or a drabanan, and therefore you only say it lachumra, and you wouldn't say it's Le kula. So Amru lo. So the Bnei Rebbe Chiya answered. And again, the assumption of the Gemara also, if you say Kavachas is a Daraisa, relates to something that we had a couple of days ago, and that is, do you learn Ladoros Mesha'a? Right, again, we had a machlokas there about whether we can learn anything from the Nisim, because after all, that was just Kache Shah, that wasn't Kache Doros. And we said, oh, maybe you can, even if you keep, you normally can, because it says it 12 times. Right, we had that earlier on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, right, the Tana Bakra, Tracer Zimnin. Okay, different, but again, this Gemara is assuming, if you say it's a Daraisa, that it's a real Limud, and you can learn Doros from Shah. So Amru Lo, they answer, Zulo Shamanu. We have not heard about that specific question about doing kemitza from one half on the other half, but kiyotzi bo shamanu, and this is what this whole Gemara is doing here, because now we quote our Mishnah. Kiyotzi bo shamanu, ditznan, because we heard about this case. Shnei menachos shelo nikmatzu v'nis arvu zu bazu. Two menachos that were not nikmat, and they got mixed in with each other, and they're sitting in the same kli. Im yachol likmos bizu bifnei atzmo mizu bifnei atzmo ksheiros. The Mishnah said, if you could still identify each of the minchas and do a kemitza from each one, ksheiros vim lapsulos. But if not, if they're too mixed already, then it's possible. Says the Gemara, ki yachol likmots mihaksheros. Right? When they are, though, able to identify, you could do kemitz and it's kosher. One second. Amai hachta ma'arif holo naga. The havamina here is that they're not touching. Right? And that's what it means, right? That you're able to do from each other. So why should it be good enough? Amai hachde ma'arev halonaga, right? The havamin is again, it's not nogeya in each of the chalakim rashi. Bikomets, hachde ma'arev halonaga, bikomets, v'ktonik sheros, almatzir of daraisa. Sagwara says, who says it's not touching? Amarava, delma bagusha namachulakin, I'm suing kamasrek. When it says you can identify each, it doesn't mean that they're totally separate. It could be like a comb. If you have a comb, it's a connected, the edge of the comb is connected, but each of the teeth of the comb are seen separately. So it could be connected. Therefore, this doesn't have anything to do with us about one side affecting the other side. So they did not. Rava says that our Mishnah would not be a riot to this case. And by Havi Allah, so we're going to ask, what's the halacha? What's the halacha with doing kemitza on one part, it affecting the other part that's in the same kli, that's not touching? We didn't answer that question yet. Just want to though, some of the Akronim point out that the Rambam seems to have a different formulation of the question. Again, Rashi says, Daraisa Darabanan. If you say Tzirif is Daraisa, then you say it Bein Lechumra, Bein Lekula. And if you say it Darabanan, you don't say it Lechumra. The Rambam paskins Tzirif Darabanan and still has this suffix. Right? So that's the Rambam seems to have a different formulation. The Rambam in Hilchos Shara Avos Atumos, Yud Bei Zayin. Right, what's in Shar Avos Atumos? So remember, we noted in the past, the Rambam first talks about Tumas Meis, and then talks about Tumas Saras, and then talks about Mishkav Umoshav, right, which are the Zav and Zava and Nida. And then he gets into the Shar Avos Atumos. So there, in Shar Avos Atumos, in Perek Yud Beis, he talks about a lot of the Milos Derabanan, that the Rabbanan added on for Kachim. And he starts off the Perek. Achas Esrei Milos Asu Chachamim Lekodesh Ala Truma. 11 milos, right? Mostly based on the Mishnayos in Chagiga. 11 milos that Chachamim added on for Kachim, more than Truma. Ve'eluin, and he goes through all the halachas that we have a higher standard for Kachim than for Truma. One of them is Halacha Zayin. Hakli Mitzarif Masha Besocho LaKodesh Avalola Truma. Sirif Kli for Kodesh and not for Truma is a Mila Durabanan, says the Rambam. Ketzad, Kli Shu Male Peros Perudin Zemizeh. If you have a Kli that has fruit in it, but they're separate from each other, Kigon, Simukim Begrogeris, Vinaga Tuma Be'echan Mehen, Nitma Kli, Nitma Kol She Be'Kli LaKodesh Avalola Truma. If you touch one apple in a bowl that has five apples, let's say the apples, forget apples for a second, let's say they are grapes and they're Bikurim, if you assume Bikurim are like Kachim, so then it'll be Metame. V'kala Milos shall devrayim heim. They're all Midrabanan, and then the Rambam adds, V'remez yesh l'mailazu b'Torah. This Mile, after quoting all the other ones, this one has a remez in the Torah, kaf achas asara zaha maleik Torahs. Amru chachamim kamasha b'kaf arayi kuguf echad. Afilu kli, right, and that's what the Rambam says, it's paskan, sirif d'Rabanan. Afilu kli she'en lo toch mitzarif masha alav lakodesh, right, even if it doesn't have a toch, it just has it's flat. Kigon shayit tzfurin al gabe haluach or al gabe haor. V'yavav yishein apiris nogin zebazeh, even though it is not touching. So that's the Rambam paskins that sirif is drabanan. But again, and then he has the suffik in psuli hamakdashim in yud aleph chav gimel. The Rambam quotes this question. Chelak ha'isaron bekli achad. Ve'ein chalakav nogin zebazeh. Ve'ein beinei mechitza. Hariz a suffik imitzarif akli l'kemitzo ein imitzarif. So he has the suffik within the rabbanan. That's how he reads the Gemara differently than Rashi. Lefichach lo yikmots v'im kamatz lo yaktir v'im hikter hurtza v'lo yoch lo shirayim. So basically, machmir by a suffik, you say you machmir across the board. Step one, don't do such a kemitza. Number two, if you did that such a kemitza, don't be maktir that kemitza. And if you are maktir the kemitza, it works, but you can't eat the shirayim. And if you so every you're machmir at every stage of this avoda. Okay, so my havi Allah. So what's the halacha by this case, which we don't have an answer to? So Amar Rava, we try to answer. Tashma, Titanya, Vehirim, Mimenu, right? Take from the mincha min hamechubar. So the halacha is you try to take from the mechuber. Shlo yavi isaron b'shnei kelim v'yikmots. You should not bring the one isaron of one mincha in two kelim and do kemitza. Tzur medayik. What does that mean? Only two kelim would be a problem. Habekli echad dum yedishnei kelim kometz. But if it's one kli similar to two kelim, we think that's our case, meaning two parts in one, that are not touching in one kli, you would be able to do kemitza. Isn't that what the limud means? So amalei abaya. No, maybe not true. Dilma. Maybe there's a different pshat to this limud. Shnei kelim, what does two kelim mean that you should not do it from two kelim? Hechidami kagon. Kapiza bikava. Kamiza is a kli that holds 3/4 of a kav. Sitting in a kli that holds a kav. So you have a smaller kli inside a bigger kli. The smaller kli is filled and it's overflowing into the bigger kli. The bigger kli's rim goes taller than the inside. So there, the afalgav, the arivim mi'iloi, even though it's mixed from on the top, so kivan the mifsak mechitz the kabiza mitata lo. putting the girsa on the side. So that's considered separate, right? Even though they're in a kli, but the inner kli and the outer kli, the inner kli has very tall walls, and therefore it's not enough to be mechaber them. That's the case that the brisa that Rav is quoting is talking about. That should not be done. But what's the diuk then? Ham kli echa dumya de beis kelim. What case would be able to be done? Echidami kagon arevasa shel tarnagolin. If you have an areva of tarnagolin, right? You have a trough of chicken where you have a low wall shorter than the outer ones Again, that's the, the earlier one, the outer one might not have been taller, but this one, it's taller than the inner ones. V'yavagav de mifsukin mechitzta hanegia. But there, it's considered good enough to be nogea. That's the case where kemitza could be done. Aval hachad lo nogea klal tibay lecha. But we still don't have an answer to our question. Again, the brisa about the shalom and amachubar might be talking about two different types of within kelim. Right, the case of you have a shorter kli within a bigger kli or a bigger kli within a shorter kli, that's the discussion. But in a case where it's not touching at all within a kli, so then maybe that's not known and that question is not answered. That's why the Rama Paskin's suffix. Viter. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tzirif kli v'chibur mayim mahu. What about this case? You have the same case that we had. You have two halves of a mincha in a kli, not touching, but you have a third half of mincha outside the kli. And that's touching half of the mincha with water. You have A, B, and C. A and B are part of one mincha. They're not touching, but they're in one kli. C is outside the kli, not part of this mincha, but B and C are touching. So B and C are connected. But once C affects B, does that affect A? Because A and B are from the same mincha? That's the question. B and C are connected through water. A and B are connected through being in the same kli and being the same mincha. So when C affects B, do we say that A is affected? Kitnan kli mitzarev masha besocho lakodesh. When we say again the Mishnah Chagiga that the kli is mitzarev, what's inside lakodesh? Hani mili digavoy. Maybe that only means what's inside a kli. Aval devroy lo. So you don't look at what's outside the kli, even if it's connected by water. O dilma or kiven the mechaber mechaber. Or do we say no? It is connected. It is connected, even if it's outside the kli. V'imtip salam are keeping the mechaber mechaber, and even if you want to say it's connected while it's outside, chibur mayim b'tzirif kli. V'nogat tfu yo mi bachutz mahu. Right? What happens if, both ways, if what's inside affects what's outside, and if the tfu yom touches what's outside, does it affect what's inside? Mahu. The opposite question. Kitznan kli mitzarif hani mili dinoga migavoy. Avo mivroy lo odilma lo shna teku. So that's the question that is asked. Again, they're connected within the kli and within water. I might have said the second question before the first question, but both questions are asked. I mean, the question is, if he touches either inside or outside, does it affect? You see, the Rashi explains what we just said, the fourth medium line in Rashi. Tzirif kli v'chibur mayimau klomar. Chatzi yisaron she nitma b'tzirif kli. Mau shiatame acher b'chibur mayim. Right, let's say B becomes tamei, and because of A, does that affect C, which is outside? That was the first question. And the other question is, if C is metame and therefore it affects B, does that affect A? So that is the shaila. The stipler here in the Kilas Yaakov discusses the connection of chibur mayim. He says sometimes you have evidence that a connection of water could even be stronger than a connection of just touching. How is that possible? Why would you say connected through water is even stronger than a connection through physical. So he says it could even be because maybe if you say water is like a neshicha, he calls it. Shaharei hamayim mechalchalim ksas beha'ochel. Water brings, like there's particles in the water of each thing that goes one to the other. So maybe that's even stronger than just a chibur of just touching, which they do not bring one to the other. Okay, that's in Simen Yud Zayin here in Maseches Menachos. Continuing. Boi Rava. Isaron shalachalako v'nitma echan mehem v'hinicho v'bisa. What about this case? Half of an Isaron became Tamei before it was in the Kli. And now I put it into the Kli. So at this stage, it's Pashit. The other half does not become Tamei. There's only, the Tumah only goes to the other side. And Kli is Mitzaref if the Maisa Tumah took place while they were both in the same Kli. If half the Isaron becomes Tamei and then you put it into the Kli, it does not affect the other half. But look what happens here. The chazar tfil yom anaga ba'oso tamei. A and B, Half A and half B are in the Kli. Half A became Tame, then it's put into the Kli. And now a Tful Yom touches that half A. Half A is not affected by the Tful Yom touching it because it's already Tame. But the question is, if A wouldn't have been Tame yet, then it's Tful Yom touching A would have been Matame B. So the fact that the Tful Yom touches A and does not affect it, does that mean that nothing has happened? Or is it somehow conceptually mitame A also, l'may nafkamina, does B become tame? That's the shaila here, mahu. And the Gemara uses the very graphic lashon, mahu, mi amrinon, savalotuma olo. Do we say, well, A is already satiated with tuma? You can't fit any more tuma in this, therefore the tful yom does nothing. And therefore B is not affected at all. Do you say savalotuma? It's already full. You can't fit another morsel of tuma on this item, olo, or not. What do we say? No. It's tame, but maybe it could become tame in another sense to transfer it. That's the question. Again, it's not mashpia on the half that it touched, but the question, can it be mashpia on the half that it didn't touch? This is similar, and the Achronim wonder, is it really similar? But it reminds us of the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Rabbi Chanan in Psachim, in Simen Kuf Pehe, discusses this, by Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Also, the Achronim ask, do we say that the second Isser is not Chal at all? Or maybe it is, but it's like held in abeyance somewhere. So maybe if the first Isser disappears at any point, the second Isser could then be Chal. Do we say that? Or do we say, Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's totally nothing. And the second Isser disappears. And if the first Isser disappears, okay, it's Mutter. So that's a question. Rabbi Chanan gives evidence that he thinks by Ein Isser Chal Isser, the second Isser does not disappear. And therefore, if the first Isser, anything happens to it, the second Isser can be Chal. But the question is that comparable to this case of Savala Tumaso? Okay, either way. So Amalei Abaya, Umi Amrinan Savala Tuma. Does Abaya says, do we say such a concept of Savala Tuma? That once Tuma is satiated, then you can't get any more, but it's not. But we learned it in Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Sadin Tame Medris. You have a sheet. A sheet that's on a bed. So we know, we mention often, Azav, Azava, right? If they sit on a bed, then they make the bed an Av HaTumah. That's a Chiddush Gadol, right? It's an exception to the rule. Usually Tumah goes down, but here, by Tumas Medris, Nida, Azava is an Av HaTumah. If it sits on something normally sat on, a couch, a chair, a sheet, it becomes an Av HaTumah too. It's Tumay Medris, Av HaTumah. What happens if I then decide to make that sheet into a curtain? So all of a sudden, it is no longer something that is normally sat on. So it was Tame Medris. A curtain can't become Tame Medris, can't be Tame Medris. Only a sheet, a pillow, a bed. So what happens now when I make it into a curtain? So, Sadin Tame Medris, Va'aso Vilon, Tarmina Medris, Aval Tame Maga Medris. Amazing, the Tanakhama says, it becomes one level down, it becomes a Rishon. Because it's as if it touched a medrash. How did it touch a medrash? It touched itself. It is itself. Every thread in this sheet made curtain now touched itself, and therefore it used to be an avatoma medrash, and now it is a rishon latoma. As you make it into a curtain, it is now tame maga medrash. Number one, Tanakama. Amar Reb Yosi, beza medrash nagazeh. What are you talking about? It didn't touch anything. Ella sheim naga bo hazav tamei magazav. No, the point is if it zav touches it, so then it could be maga hazav. So the Gemara says, when did the zav touch it? Did the zav touch it even after it became medris? Ki naga bo hazav miatame afilu basof. So what's the havamina? Maybe this Reb Yosi statement is even after it became medris, maybe he touched it. Even if he lay down on it and then he touched it. So doesn't that show that you don't say the principle of Savalo Tuma? Even if it's already satiated, it already has a more Chomer Tuma. You don't say that it could absorb the lighter Tuma. So where it says, Amai, Lema Savalei Tuma. Answer, Amar Lei, Umimai Dahai Shem Naga Boazov, Labasar Medris. Who says that that's what Rabbi Yossi is referring to? That it became Medris and now Azov touched it. Dilma Mekami Medris. Maybe we're talking about a case where Azov touched it before Azov sat on it. Tavi Tuma Chamura, Al Tuma Kala. So it was a Rishon, and now it's an Av, which for sure works, no problem. But if in a case where it's both Tumakala, or what it really means is that it's already Tumachamura, and now it's trying to get Tumakala, maybe you would say Sava La Tuma. So no Raya to that principle of Sava La Tuma from the beginning of that Mishnah. Avo Misefa. Maybe it's from the next line. The Rosh Hash points out that this next line is not in our Mishnah, but either way, it's the Seifa of this discussion. Modi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does admit. Rabbi Yossi, who's argued up above, who said that, what do you mean? This just automatically turns into a Rishon. Never touched it. So he agrees in this case. Modi Rabbi Yossi, Bishnei Sadinim HaMikupalin. Let's see, you have two sheets. One on top of another. Umunachin Zalzeh. Two sheets. Rashi explains that there is airspace, or at least Tosfos says it even more. Tosfos is printed on the next amud. Dibur Maskul Bishnei Sadinim. Tosfos explains you have two sheets that are not touching each other. But once the Zav lies down on the first one, it bends and then touches the second one. That's the case here. So sheet number one became Tamei Mishum Magazov before the second one. Became Tame. So Shnei Sadinim Mekupalim. Umunachin Ze Al Ze. V'yashav Zav Alehen. Shoha El Yon Tame Medrash. The first one, the top one, the Zav lay on, so it becomes Tame Medrash right away. V'atachton Tame Medrash Umaga Medrash. But the bottom one, at the same moment, let's say the sheet goes down, at the second that the top sheet touches the bottom sheet, it's touching something that's ready Medrash, but the Zav is also lying on it. So it's Maga Medrash and Medrash at the same exact moment. So that's the case where Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's Medrash and Maga Medrash. So the Gemara says, 1 second. V'amai lema savala tuma. So why don't you say again, savala tuma? Why don't you say that at this second it's becoming tuma chamura? So what does Rabbi Yossi mean? That it's also becoming tuma kala. Don't you say savala tuma? Maybe you don't say that principle. Answers the Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Hasam b'basachas hacha b'zeacharze. If it's at the same moment, then it can be chal. Just like, just to give the comparison of Einis or Chalal Isser. If they're Babas Achas, they could both be Chal. So do we hear. If the Maga Medrash and the Medrash are both being Chal at the same time, the bottom sheet is getting the Zav lying on it, and it's touching something that the Zav already laid on. So that works, Babas Achas. Hacha Bazar Chazet, what we're trying to ask is if the Tful Yom touches the item, the half of the Mincha that already became Tameh. So, there is no answer to that question, and we defend the fact that we might hold of Savala Tuma. There is a kasha, just to mention, of the Tosfos Rid, and you can look at his answer, in Kiddushin Daf Nun. Right, the quote of the Gaon Daf Nun quotes the principle that's quoted a few places in Shas, Kol She'enu Bezechar Zeh Afilu Basachas Eino. If two chaluyos, two effects cannot happen one after another, then they cannot happen at the same time either. That's the principle the Gemara says, and the Tosfos Rid asks the simple question, but we know that's not true. No, we know. Ein iser chalal iser, but b'bas achas derchal. We know tuma achat tuma, but maybe at b'bas achas derchal, like our Gemara says. So how do you say kol shein b'zachar zeh afilu b'bas achas eino? So he gives it, you know there's an answer to that kasha because it's beforesh against the principle in the Gemara. So he discusses that there in Kiddushin and Daf Nun Amabez. Not for us now. First, let's continue. Good. Next question about halves. Amar Rava. Isaron shachalako va'avarachan mehen. What happened in this case? You have a half of a mincha, right? Isaron that was split and you lost half of it. Fivishachar tachtov. So you took a third half in order to put together with the first half. You have A and B, two halves of a mincha, and then you took C because you lost B. But then you found B. V'nimsa harishon v'yishlasha munachan bebisa. So now all three are in a kli. So what did we say before? Only if you have two halves that have something to do with each other do they affect each other in a kli. But here, all three have to do with each other. Because you have A, that was always there. B, that was its original partner, but it was lost, but now it's back. And then you have C, its new partner. While B was lost, C was supposed to be the partner of A, but now you found B. And they're all three are in a kli. So now, how does Tumah affect all of those? So, again, L'chadchila, the Karen Ora says, you should take out one of them, be Matir, the other half, and bring another half to add on. But you didn't do that. Nitzma avud, if the one that was lost, B, if B becomes Tamei, avud v'risho mitztarfin, then B and A, the original pair, are mitztaref, mufrash, ain mitztaref. But the new one that was set aside is not going to be mitztaref, right? Because you could look at it as A and B as a team, and C is like the odd man out. But nitzma mufrash. But if the extra new one was nitzma mufrash v'risho mitztarfin. So maybe that does affect the first half because there was a time when they were partners while the B was lost. But avodei mitztarif. But the lost one would not be mitztarif. Nitzma rishon shem mitztarfin. But if A becomes tamei, so at some point in life, right, B was its partner and C was its partner. That's why it's going to be mitamei both other halves. Good. And Abaya argues, Abaya says, no, Abaya Amar, afilu nitma echan mehen, nami shnehem mitstarfin. They're all mitstarfin, no matter which becomes tame. Maitaima, kulu, b'nei biksa da da dinindu. They're all live in one house. It's a mashal of saying, they're all connected to each other in some way, and therefore, they're all going to be mitzarif. Right? Rashi says, mikach mincha achas ba'u. They all flow from the kedusha of one mincha, and therefore, they would all be tami. V'chein leni kemitza, same idea. What if you did kemitza to these items? Kamatz mina avud, if you did kemitza from the one that was lost from B, shiyarav v'rishon ne'echalin, it's shirayim, and the rishon can be eaten mufrash eno ne'echal. Kamatz mina mufrash, if you do kemitza from the C, shiyarav v'rishon ne'echalin, avud eno ne'echal. Kamatz mina rishon, shneyem ein ne'echalin. But interestingly, the Tanakhama says if you do kemitza from the Rishon, both cannot be eaten because you don't know which one to choose. And the Mincha can only matter one Isaron. So here you have an extra, so that's why the Tanakhama would say, because it relates to both, you can eat neither. Abaya Amar, no. Afilu kamatz me'echan me'en, shnei me'necholen. You can never eat any because they're all connected to each other. My time, ekulu nami b'nei biksa da'adadi ninu. They're all considered one. Maskav l'ra papa v'shirayim didei mi'o ne'echolin. This whole discussion is that you can't eat the shirayim of the other halves, but you could eat its own shirayim. V'ha'ika danka t'komes t'lo kariv. But part of this komes, it's matir the chatzi isaron that is not in this mincha. So that part of the komet should really passel the shirayim, and the matzal komet therefore shouldn't be matzal even its own shirayim. Question one. Matzal of Yisrael Breder of Mesharshia, the komet's gufe hechi karva ika tlasachulin. Part of what's in this komet is related to a half that's not a carbon anymore. So Ravashi Omar, komet's bedaita to kohen talia milsa. The kohen ki komet's aisoran ka komet's. No, even though there are two Isaronas, the Kohen is only thinking about one Isaron. You're right, you don't know which Isaron this is going to team up with, but at least the Isaron from which it is coming, the Chatzi Isaron, he's thinking about, and therefore is good enough to be mutter to eat those Shirayim. Okay, so this is all about different questions of halves and how they relate within a Kli. Obviously for our Fresh Chala, it's also Lamaisa, but that's not for us now. Either way, we'll have to stop here.